What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, Atlanta, how you doing? It's so good to see you. Got a lot to get into here. You're coming off the bench with me, Garrett Chapman, right here on Sports Radio 92.9. The game, we got lots to get into. Is Drake Baldwin the future face of the Atlanta Braves? I've heard that take once or twice. I've seen it on Twitter a handful of times. We'll talk about that here in about 20 minutes. Plus, we got a lot of college football to get into because Georgia football seems to be on the outs nationally. I've seen them ranked outside of the college football playoff. Is that even possible in 2025? According to some folks, it may be. We'll get into that throughout the show. But, of course, the number one thing that happened this week. No, it's not the NBA playoffs, whatever. Who cares about the seeding and the draft lottery and things like that? I don't care about those things. I care about the NFL schedule release because that feels like it's getting real. It feels like it's getting real because the Atlanta Falcons have a lot of expectations moving into 2025. And I think a lot of those expectations are completely fair. A lot of those expectations are to be expected because this is a team who hasn't made the playoffs in 7 years. They haven't had a winning record in that long. We have an expectation for what they're going to be. I'm going to get into that in about 5 minutes. But first, I want to talk about something else. It's still with the Falcons, but it's where they stand in the NFC right now. I went out and I pulled in all of the over-unders for teams in the NFC because I have an expectation of what this team is going to be. I finally saw the schedule, and I finally have an idea of what this schedule could end up looking like when we're looking back at it in January. Now, it's not a great schedule. I don't actually like the schedule very much. It does not stack up in your favor particularly well, and we'll get into that in a second. But as far as the tiers in the NFC, ultimately, you are what your record says you are, and things come together, and things happen throughout the course of an NFL season, and not everything that you expect happens in some good ways and some in bad ways. But as far as the tiers in the NFC are concerned, I have five of them. First one, Super Bowl. Basically just Super Bowl or bust. Like, that's a team who I expect to be contending and winning an NFC championship and playing in a Super Bowl next year. And if there's anything less than that, it's considered a failure. Go beyond that, playoffs and feeling frisky. So that's a team who I expect to make the playoffs. Not just like has a chance, but I expect to make the playoffs. And then maybe we'll see what happens when we get there. Fringe playoff team. Obviously, it's pretty intuitive. It kind of says exactly what it needs to. Hoping for the best. That is a team that's basically thinking that it might be able to make a run at the playoffs if everything goes the way that they want it to. But there's also a chance that things don't go their way and they have to figure it out and pick up the pieces. And then last but certainly least, is it time to draft yet? Those are the teams who are just, they know that it's not their year. It's not coming together for 2025. That's just not what's going to work out. So let's go through these NFC teams. And I'm going to start here at the bottom with our dear friends to the west, the New Orleans Saints. I don't have any expectations for the New Orleans Saints. And neither does Vegas. BetMGM. And I've classified these based off of win-loss totals. So don't get mad at me. Nobody get mad at me. These are win-loss totals from Vegas, from BetMGM. The New Orleans Saints, though, they are in that bottom tier. 5.5 wins as an over-under for the New Orleans Saints is about as bad as it gets. That means you're expected to be a top three team, not in the NFL, in the NFL draft. That's the expectation for that one. And then it's the New York Giants. Those are your bottom tier. Those are your bottom feeders in the NFC. Okay. How does that relate to the Falcons? Well, Falcons are better than them, and that's really all there is to it. Let's get into this next category. Hoping for the best. You have the Carolina Panthers. They have a win-loss over-under of 6.5. The Cowboys at 7.5. And then, unfortunately, it's our Atlanta Falcons. 7.5 is your updated over-under win-loss total for the Atlanta Falcons in 2025. I got thoughts on that. More in a minute. Fringe playoff teams. Bucks, 9.5. Commanders sitting in there at 9.5. The Packers, Rams, and Cardinals all at 9.5, and the Cardinals at 8.5. Bears at 8.5. Vikings and Seahawks all at 8.5. Those are your fringe playoff teams. Those are your teams who might be able to take that next step and maybe win a division title, but probably more like a wild card team, a team who can kind of just get into the playoffs and see what happens. We saw what happened with the Commanders last year, a team who won a wild card spot and then makes it to the NFC Championship game. Playoffs and feeling frisky. It's the Lions at 10.5. It's the 49ers at 10.5. And then, of course, it's the Eagles up there at the very top. So you go through the NFC, and where do the Falcons line up? They have it in here as us hoping for the best. And I don't think that's accurate. I don't think that's accurate because I think that this Atlanta Falcons team has a lot more pieces in place for success in 2025 than I think the national media is giving us credit for. I had a show on this 2 weeks ago talking about the national perspective versus the local perspective of what this Falcons team could inevitably be in 2025. Nationally, it's right about this, 7.5. And Vegas effectively is confirming my intuitive thought on the matter, that they don't think a lot of the Atlanta Falcons. And I think ultimately it's because they think that Michael Penix is a downgrade from Kirk Cousins. And look, statistically, maybe he will be from the first 9 games. But what he was over in the second half of the season, he's got to be a step up from that. He has to be. Kirk Cousins was debatably one of the worst quarterbacks in the NFL in that stretch. I mean, the guy threw 1 touchdown to 9 interceptions. It doesn't get any worse than that. But you start at the top, and it's the Eagles. Falcons aren't at that level. I'm sorry. Not even the most bullish and optimistic Falcons fan is ridiculously insane enough to think that the Falcons are on the Eagles level. They just won a Super Bowl.
We had some callers.
We beat them in 2024.
I had some callers talking about being optimistic. We had callers on Chris's show earlier in the week. Someone came up and said they're winning 13 games this year.
Oh, bless. No, we're not winning 13 games. Look, we had somebody on this show 2 weeks ago who said, we were talking about expectations for Michael Penix. They said that the Falcons were going to resemble what they did in 2016. The Falcons were 11-5 that year, back when we played 16 games. But that was also a top 15 offense in NFL history.
Yeah, Kyle Shanahan coming back?
Kyle Shanahan's not coming back, and you also don't have a guy who's played quarterback in the NFL for 9 years under center, you know, and had thrown for 4,000 plus yards and 25 touchdowns in like 7 consecutive seasons. You don't have that guy on your roster right now. You have a very talented quarterback, a guy who we think could be really good, who we think could be a franchise quarterback. But he's not there yet. But no, we're not at the Eagles level. The Eagles are a Super Bowl or bust type of team. And they're the only team in the NFC, in my opinion, that deserves that category. They are in a league of their own in the NFC. Now, NFL, if you want to get into the Baltimore Ravens or maybe the Buffalo Bills or teams like that, sure. Kansas City Chiefs. Like, those are your top tier NFL contenders. But then you get into that next level in that playoffs and feeling frisky. I don't think that's the Falcons either. I don't think that's where they belong. That's where you have the Lions at 10.5, which I feel like, if you want to go put some money in this, it's not gambling advice, but take the under on the Lions at 10.5. You lose Aaron Glenn at defensive coordinator. You lose Ben Johnson at offensive coordinator. It's hard to replace that kind of talent. Just play calling talent. That's a big loss. And you're also playing in one of the best divisions in football in the NFC North, where your quote-unquote bottom feeder is a Chicago Bears team that just signed that Ben Johnson to be their head coach and has potentially one of the most talented quarterbacks in that division.
And enough weapons to...
Yeah, seriously.
Like, they could go off this year with Ben Johnson, the offense that they have, fixing the offensive line. It could be pretty fun up there in Chicago.
Yeah. I don't think it's that big of a leap to say that they he is the best, the most talented quarterback in the NFC North.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
I think that's a fair thing to say. But as far as the Lions and the 49ers, I also think is a not a big 49ers guy. I just think that the 49ers, their window's passed. They might be able to take that next step and do something, but they're not a team that's going to advance in the playoffs.
Purdy's a big $260-something million man now.
$3 million more. Ooh. Lord have mercy. I think that's a sign of bad things to come more than anything. So, but no, I don't think the Falcons are in that category. I think maybe the Commanders could be in that category. I think you could make an argument that even the Rams could be in that category. But I think the Falcons kind of firmly fit into that middle tier of fringe playoff team. The hoping for the best category of 7.5 wins, I just feel like 7.5 is such a low number.
Yeah.
That's a tough number.
Yeah. When I did the win-loss game with their record, I had them at 10-7. I believe that the team is good enough because I believe that Michael Penix will be better than what we saw from Kirk Cousins last year. I do understand where, with this ranking of hopeful, kind of makes sense just because we don't know for sure what Penix is going to be, you know?
But the thing is, with not knowing for sure, everybody always assumes that it's going to be better than what they expect, or at least close to what they expect.
Most people, yeah.
Most people do. And even I'm guilty of that to some level, you know, because I'm a fan of this team just like anybody else in this city. I love the Atlanta Falcons. This is my home. This is my hometown team. And I want them to be good. Not even just because it's good for the station, but because it's good for me as a Falcons football fan. But even me, when I'm sitting here trying my damnedest to be as rational as possible, I can't help but be bullish and excited about what Michael Penix could be. And sometimes you just have to take a pause and think about what are realistic expectations for this guy. You have to be realistic with a young quarterback who does not have that next step. And that goes for Michael Penix. That goes for J.J. McCarthy, a guy who hasn't even taken a snap in the NFL. That goes for Jaden Daniels, the reigning rookie of the year, a guy who we all think is this crowned king of the NFL. And look, I'm a big Jaden Daniels fan. Big Jaden Daniels fan. Rookie regression is real in the NFL.
The sophomore
slump. You have to be ready for it.
It's a real thing. We saw it with C.J. Stroud. C.J. Stroud had the greatest rookie season ever, and everyone was ready to crown him. We saw people making the Texans their Super Bowl dark horse pick. And then he comes in this next year, and not necessarily all his fault. The team kind of regressed as a whole. They kind of got rid of his offensive line, which was weird. But, like, he took a step back, and also the team took a step back. Who's to say that doesn't happen with Jaden Daniels? Just second year, there's more film.
People are doing all offseason? You don't think they're just riding around on their boats?
Everyone else is getting better, too.
Fishing. You know, I mean, like, they're in the film room. They are looking and watching and figuring out and dissecting what aspects of his game that they can take apart. You know, how can they hurt him? And not physically hurt him, but like, you know, beat him.
Yeah, absolutely.
Look, he's a really good quarterback, and I think what makes the great quarterbacks great is the fact that they got figured out and reinvented themselves. You know, Michael Penix is not even at the reinventing self, his himself phase yet.
Right, right.
And people have, the book's not out on him yet, but there's enough out there. There is tape. And people are going to be figuring him out. They'll be working to do that. But how do the Falcons get into that level? That's really the biggest question. Because the Bucs are sitting in there at 9.5. The Commanders are sitting in there at 9.5. The Packers, the Rams. Are the Falcons at that level? I think it's a fair question to ask. Because this team is still ridiculously light along in that front seven. The defensive line it's got some question marks. Morgan Fox, is he going to be good enough to replace a Grady Jarrett? I doubt it. That's not necessarily going to be a one-for-one switcheroo right there, but you're also expecting a defensive line to take a big step forward in 2025. Brandon Dorlus, David Onyemata, Ruk Arora, these are guys who you expect to take a big step forward in 2025, and then your edge rushers, the rookies, first off, and they both weigh 240 pounds. They're not exactly stoppers, if you will. And there's going to be an adjustment period. So are the Falcons in the right spot? According to the win-loss total, That says yes. I say no. I think that they should be a little bit higher. I'm taking the over on the 7.5. What say you? 404-726-0929. That's the number to join the show. When we get back, the Falcons are deemed a loser. I'll tell you in what way when we get back. My name is Garrett Chapman. You're coming off the bench with me right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
The Falcons were dubbed losers in this way coming into 2025. And I actually think it's kind of an apt descriptor of the Atlanta Falcons this season. And I'll tell you what that is. It's with their schedule release. They are massive losers with this NFL schedule. And it's nothing that they did wrong. It's nothing like that. So don't get this twisted. Don't get it twisted. They're not actually physically losers. At least I hope they're not. 2025. 7.5 win total says that they are going to lose more games than they'll win. But it's the fact that their schedule doesn't do them many favors. And in about 20 minutes, I'm going to do something that I don't think anybody else on this station has done ever. And I'm really excited to do that. 20 minutes away from that, we'll get to that. And then we'll get into an NFL pick six where, look, there's a guy who got paid a lot of money who I'm not 100% sure that it means good things for that franchise. And we'll talk about that as well. Plus, we got to go around the A here in about 5 minutes. But we got to talk a little bit about why the Falcons were deemed, quote, losers in this schedule reveal. So the week 5 bye, I think it gets a lot of hype. I think it's a little bit overrated that everybody looks at that and says, oh, if you got the week 5 bye, you're a big loser. But I also understand it to some extent because this is a slog of a schedule. It's an NFL schedule. I mean, you play 17 games, you have 18 weeks. It is extremely difficult no matter what way you cut it. It's going to be an extremely difficult thing to do. Winning in the NFL is one of the hardest things to do, period. There's a reason the guys who are in charge of teams get paid millions of dollars to do it. It's really stinking hard. And that's what makes what Mike Tomlin does in Pittsburgh even more impressive. But that's just kind of a needle at Dom, my producer over there. But this is they get 5 primetime games, which I felt like is a big number. That's a really big number.
So it's funny because I was talking about that earlier. They only had 4 last year. And we were discussing whether or not before the schedule came out, if we thought they would have more or less. And yeah, a lot of people thought less.
Well, I think that's pretty reasonable.
is pretty reasonable, because if you look at the teams that they're in that top three, there are four teams because obviously we're tied with one of those teams. It's the Green Bay Packers who have five. You also have the Kansas City Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes, obviously.
Yeah.
It's the biggest name in the sport. He's the face of the NFL right now. And plus you have Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift and all that other stuff, not here or there. But then you have the reigning Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles. So it's like, obviously, those teams are going to be playing in primetime games. And a lot of those games, like that Kansas City plays, they're playing games like in Buffalo. There's no chance that game's not going to be in primetime in some capacity. It would be a capital crime to put that game at 1 o'clock. Sorry. The world wants to watch that game.
How about a little bit of a callback here? 2 weeks ago, the last time you and I did a show together, we started the show asking if the Falcons were getting enough national love.
It's
Is
true.
This maybe a sign of them getting that national love and maybe getting some of that push from the NFL that says, hey, we think they might be
fun. Where I'm so confused, because, and that's why it was a topic in that show, Dom. That's why it was a topic. It's because I felt like nationally we do get a little bit of love, because there's a little bit of juice for this Falcons team nationally when you look at the schedule. But then you follow it up and look at the Vegas win-loss total, and it says a different story entirely. So what are their expectations of us? I really have no idea. I think ultimately it's all a moot point anyway.
I think what I take away from it is that they think that the Falcons will at the very least be fun to watch.
I think they will be. I think ultimately the Falcons will be a fun watch. And that's a great way to put it, Tom. I think that's a really a good way to put it, because your defense is still hamstrung. You know, I don't think that this defense is going to get up into the top half of the NFL anytime soon. Jalen Walker, I'm excited about. James Pierce, I'm excited about. But like I mentioned in the first segment, they're undersized and they fell for a reason. You know, they are a little bit smaller, you know, and sometimes what you see when you have a team, if you make an exception, who, I don't remember who said it. I think, oh shoot, Bill Parcells, I believe, said this, but it's like, if you make exceptions for small guys or whatever, the not quite as athletic guy, then eventually you have a team full of exceptions, right? And then you have a small defense. And that's kind of the situation that the Falcons find themselves in. Where they've got some studs, like A.J. Terrell's a stud, Jesse Bates is a stud, whatever. But you're a little undersized in the middle, and that's kind of cause for concern. But I digress. So let's get back into the schedule here. I'm not going to go read 1 through 18. I'll do that in about 15 minutes and when I actually go through this schedule. But the Week 5 bye, it's certainly early, considering the amount of travel that they're going to have. Because you have two West Coast trips, separate West Coast trips, built into this schedule. You also have consecutive games against NFC South opponents, then a trip out to Germany, and no bye week after that. They're the second worst travel schedule among East Coast teams. So not teams that I'm including, the West Coast teams. Obviously, your San Francisco 49ers, your Seahawks, your Rams, your Chargers, they just have farther to travel. So it's not necessarily fair to put a one-to-one comparison there. Their comparison as actually the Jacksonville Jaguars, the team who, you know, has a foot halfway out the door and sitting in Great Britain right now. They're effectively one stroke of the pen away from moving to Tottenham Hotspur Stadium. You know, so that's the type of schedule that you have miles-wise. And then from Week 7, when they go at San Francisco, so one of your West Coast swings, to Week 13, where you go up to the New York Jets, you have two home games, but five away games spanning from the West Coast of the United States to Germany. And do you know what you wedge right there in the middle of that? Two divisional opponents. Those are your must-win games, too. Because the one thing that I forgot to mention when I was talking about the tiers in the NFC is that the tiers in the NFC, to me, this season, are completely irrelevant. They're completely irrelevant. Because the only thing that should matter to an Atlanta Falcons fan is, what are the tiers in the NFC South? That is the most important thing for this team in 2025. Win the division. I could care less. I would like to see this team have a winning record. I would like to see this team win a wild card spot and see what they can do in the postseason. I think it's an important thing. If you don't win the NFC South, this season is a failure. And that's all there is to it to me. If you go 9-8 and that's enough to win a wild card spot, great. But if you lose the NFC South to the Bucs again, this season is a failure. Because that is the expectation for this team. And it's weird saying that about a team who hasn't had a winning record in 7 years or hasn't made a postseason run in just as long. It's weird to say that about that kind of team, but that is the expectation for a young core as good as it is right now on offense. as inexpensive as they are on offense right now, outside of the backup quarterback who's still on this roster for some unknown reason. Well, actually, I know the known reason is because nobody wants to pay $30 million for a quarterback who's 37 years old and coming off of a second injury where he got benched. I digress. It's a brutal schedule. It's a brutal schedule. But ultimately, what's going to judge the Atlanta Falcons in 2025 is what it does in the inside of its division. So wedging those games inside of that brutal stretch is just absolutely, it's not unfair because life's unfair. The NFL is absolutely brutal. It's the ultimate meritocracy. But again, I will dive a little bit deeper into this when we go, around the 40 segments, so about 15 minutes away from that. But as of right now, the Atlanta Braves are something that I need to talk about. So Dom, what do you say? Let's go across the A. Did somebody say winning record? Somebody out there? Maybe I just have an echo in here because the Atlanta Braves have a winning record right now for the first time in the 2025 season. They moved to 23-22. They're up there at Fenway Park. Just ignore those hideous jerseys that the Red Sox are wearing. I know my little brother's colorblind. He couldn't tell the difference.
What the heck are those?
Disgusting.
Terrible.
Vile. There are some teams, I don't care what the sport, they're expand sports. So it's like, you talk about the Alabama Crimson Tide. You talk about the New York Yankees. Like, there are certain franchises, the Boston Celtics, that should never change their uniforms, especially to something like that. God, it's ugly.
Yeah, or like if you're gonna just don't go away from the primary colors. Like
exactly,
that that was nasty. You know what's funny? When I was trying to find photos of it, I was looking up and I saw someone made like a Dunkin' Donuts themed Boston Red Sox uni.
That.
And the funny thing was, it was way better than what they were actually wearing.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that. It's kind of like the MARTA series for Atlanta United. You know, I mean, sometimes it makes sense, a kind of a partnership like that. It makes a lot of sense. But look, they deserve to lose last night for wearing those jerseys. And they did, 4-2 to Chris Sale, who was dominant in his outing. First outing up there in Boston since they traded him for spare parts in Vaughn Grisham. Basically sent him down here for a washing machine. It was great. He was juiced up for that game. His fastball was approaching like 97, 98 miles an hour. He was juiced up for that game. And he was really the dominant Chris Sale that we've come to know and love here in Atlanta. 7 innings pitched, 5 hits, 1 earned run, 9 Ks, 2 walks. And he's really the biggest reason why they won that game last night, because the bats are okay, but they're too non-existent for long stretches of time. Solo home runs are not good enough to win games consistently. You got to get people on base. You got to hit them around, and you got to do what you got to do. And look, the ninth inning, you did a little bit better there. And you're facing an ace on the mound, so you get what you can when you can, and you say thank you. But I am still a little bit concerned about what these bats are doing. Drake Baldwin gives me a little bit more of a reason to be bullish, and I talked a little bit about Drake Baldwin when I teased this segment. He could be an answer to the Braves' woes. I'm not ready to crown him as an everyday player necessarily, because I think putting too much on somebody's plate, no matter how dominant he's been in the early portions of this season, I think is a fool's errand. Because you saw what Austin Riley did, 2018, 2019? Or I think it was 2019 when he came up. He took the world by storm. He was hitting home runs. He could do anything. He could do anything he wanted to on a baseball diamond, and it was going to come up green for him. And he slumped. And that's just something that happens. We talked about sophomore slumps in the NFL. Yeah, that kind of thing happens. Pitchers are paid a lot of money to figure out batters. And they do every single time. That's just the way it works. Unless your name is like Shohei Ohtani or Aaron Judge. You know, but Drake Baldwin still has a little bit of time before he gets up to that level. But he's been exceptional. I don't want to take away from any of that. He is the number one guy in terms of the betting odds for Rookie of the Year right now. Leads MLB rookies in batting average, OPS, on-base percentage, and slugging. And what got me really excited is that they experimented with him in that second spot in the lineup. And he answers by going 3-for-4 with an RBI. I love that. I love that. It's a bat right now that you just need to get into the lineup as much as you can. Strike while the iron's hot. Strike while the iron's hot. And look, worst case scenario, he just slows down a little bit and you just regress a little bit. You take a little bit off and just play him every couple of days instead. But as of right now, you can't take him out of the lineup. You have to find a role for him. I don't care what it is. DH him. Figure that out. I don't know. I mean, I know Marcelo Zuna is not exactly set up to play left field anymore. He's not that guy who won a gold glove in St. Louis, however the hell that happened. But he doesn't have any arm strength. That's not really a role for Marcel anymore. But maybe he needs a day off once or twice. I mean, Drake Baldwin, when you're stroking like this, when you have a 980 OPS, you got to get a 980 OPS into the lineup one way or the other. And for anybody sitting there, oh, just bench Sean Murphy. Well, the Braves have the fourth best ERA in baseball in the National League for a reason. It's because you have a defensive catcher like Sean Murphy. You don't just take that out of the lineup, right? So it's a very good problem that the Atlanta Braves have, but let's relax a little bit on too much of that as far as long-term expectations for him. But A.J. Smith-Shawver, he's the other big rookie that I am just so excited about. I was over there at Truist Park covering the game when he had that no-hitter that goes into the eighth inning. And he has done nothing but just absolutely impress at every step along the way. I've just been, this season, at least for the last month and a half or so, he has been tremendous. He's got an 0.46 ERA, 18 Ks over the last 19 and two-thirds innings. Those are his three starts in May. Dude's putting it together. Something about when he was sent down, I think whatever that was in April, he goes down to Gwinnett, figures some stuff out with his fastball, and he's getting some movement. He's getting the movement that he needs, and I'm really excited about what he can do. But ironically, the other guy that I'm really excited about, Grant Holmes, he's a guy who's also playing really well. I think this was the first time that people were excited that Bryce Elder was disappointed that Bryce Elder was sent down. Every other time, I feel like it's just run-of-the-mill kind of thing, but you know, Grant Holmes, he's taking them out tonight. Lucas Giolito, game two is tonight, 7:15. Let's see if we can generate some offense. We should get a lineup here pretty soon if we haven't already. I'll go check that out and I'll get back to you. But Ronald Acuna, he made some appearances in consecutive days for the first time in nearly a year, and he's doing that accelerated spring training type of thing. He'll figure it out. Hopefully he could be back as soon as next weekend when the San Diego Padres come to town. That's the ambitious goal. I think still June is still probably a better anticipatory date. But Spencer Strider, he'll return next week for the series with Washington. Did that simulation on Thursday, and I think he's going to be in pretty good shape. Very excited about that. With Rick Kranitz and company, he's got to be excited about this pitching staff. This rotation has been so, so much better than anticipated, and he is a big reason for that. But when I get back, I'm going to go through this Falcons schedule, and I'm going to do something that nobody on this station has done before, and we'll do that as soon as we get back. My name is Garrett Chapman. You're coming off the bench with me right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
How will the Falcons do in 2025? I think that's the biggest question that's on everybody's mind. The NFL schedule release is over and done with. We have our Falcons schedule. I'll go through that, but I'm going to go through it in a different way than what people expect. I know a lot of people probably said, hey, I'm going to predict what they're going to do based off of what I think. I did something a little bit different, and it's something that I think every millennial out there is going to be pretty proud of. Every young person, I guess, not even just millennial. I guess we got Zoomers and everything else out there. But I used ChatGPT, and I went to artificial intelligence, and I said, AI. I did this one time, and this is all we're going to do. I said, predict the Atlanta Falcons schedule. And I'm going to take that a step further. He's going to tell me, this thing, this artificial intelligence, it's going to take it a next step. Who's going to win the NFC South, and who's going to win the Super Bowl? Let's go through it real quick. What do you say? All right, let's do this real quick. So, week number one, what does ChatGPT say to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers? They say that we start off 1-0. Big win over Tampa Bay. That sets the tone for the season. They say opening the season at home, the Falcons capitalize on their home field advantage. Okay, that's a nice, apt, straight-to-the-point description. Well, Falcons start 1-0. I think that's a pretty solid start. But then you go out to Minnesota. They say, it says, a loss. You take that loss to Minnesota, challenging primetime game on the road results in a loss. That's what ChatGPT says. So you're 1-1. Then it's at Carolina. You get a win there. You secure a divisional win against the Panthers. But week four, the Washington Commanders come to town. Jaden Daniels and company, what are we doing? ChatGPT says a win. Back at home, the Falcons continue their winning streak. All right, so we're off to a pretty good start. That's 3-1 heading into a bye week, week five. It just feels so ridiculously early, but it is what it is. And just in time for those Buffalo Bills, Josh Allen, Haley Steinfeld, and company, they're coming down here to Atlanta. No, not for a showing of centers, for a football game on Sunday Night Football. And they say that we get a loss in that one. They don't give me a score, but they say facing a strong Bills team, the Falcons struggle post bye week. All right, well, it's got its crystal ball. Let's see what else it can do. Week seven, San Francisco, your first big road trip of the season. You're going out west. Tough matchup on the West Coast leads to another loss. That's what ChatGPT says. So now you have a two-game losing streak. You start the season 3-1, but now you're not in great shape here. But you come back home, and you got the Miami Dolphins. ChatGPT says the Falcons bounce back with a home victory. And Mike McDaniel and company, they're not really in fantastic shape out down there in the our beautiful sunshine state, our neighbors to the south. That's a team that feels like it is paying for the crimes of a couple of years ago, you know, where they really went for it. They go and sign Tyreek Hill to a big old contract, to a Tagovailoa to a big old contract. Now they're kind of stuck in that middle tier of, do I go for it or do I hit the reset button? Kind of still in the middle. And so ChatGPTs, they say that we are the benefactors of that. But then you go up to see our old, I don't want to call them friends. They're not friends. The New England Patriots. I still hate them for reasons I won't talk about.
Everyone outside of Boston does.
Everyone outside of Boston does. New England Patriots, week nine. ChatGPT, we're going through the schedule. It predicted the schedule for me, so I don't have to. They say that we get a win. That's pretty good. That's a big win, though. That's a good win. That's a team that a lot of people expect to take a big old step forward under Mike Vrabel's first season. Says Atlanta secures a road win against the Patriots. And I want to say that's also, no, that's Atlanta's second road win of the season. First one out of conference. They had the road win earlier in the season against the Carolina Panthers. But then comes the trip out to Germany at the Indianapolis Colts. It's not really against the Indianapolis Colts. In Germany, they say an international showdown and the Falcons emerge victorious. So another big winning streak, says ChatGPT, 3 in a row. Then it's week 11, back at home in Atlanta on the confines of Mercedes-Benz Stadium. It's the Carolina Panthers, and the Falcons complete the sweep against the Panthers. That's a winning streak. Falcons are cooking now, but then you got to go out to New Orleans, and ChatGPT says that's where that win streak comes to an end. That would be a tough one. That'd be a really tough one, but it's also a tough place to play. The Atlanta Falcons historically, or at least over the last 20 years, my lifetime, have not fared particularly well when they go to New Orleans. It's a very tough place to play. But that's also not a very good football team in 2025. So hopefully we don't lose any more of those.
The shuck or the rattle?
Ugh, I'm not a big fan of that one. Challenging divisional game on the road ends in a loss. That's what ChatGPT says. All right. You're still in pretty good shape, but now you're going back up to New York. You got a game against the Jets. They say Falcons secure a win in New York, but you're back home. Seattle Seahawks, they say that's a win too. Back at home, Atlanta continues their winning ways. Tampa Bay, got to go on the road that time. We swept them last year. We don't do it this year, says ChatGPT. Week 15, they say it results in a loss on Thursday Night Football. You got three games left. You've got the division in your sights. What are you going to do with it? All you got to do is win two games, and you probably win the division at this point. You go on the road. You go out to Arizona. Say, your Falcons rebound. They get a big win. You got two games left. It's the Rams, and it's the Saints. You probably just need one game, right? Based off of what the Bucs have been doing, based off of what you've been doing, you got two games left. You're sitting there at 10-5. Rams come to town. Matthew Stafford, he comes in. Sean McVay makes a homecoming to his native city. We get a loss. Facing a strong Rams team, the Falcons fall short, says ChatGPT. All right, that's okay. We're still in pretty good shape. You got the same. You got one game lead on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. You're feeling pretty good. It's the Saints coming to Atlanta, and they twist the knife, says ChatGPT. You fall to the Saints. You get swept by the Saints, says ChatGPT. Hope that's not true. Falcons fall 10-7 on the season. They end up losing the division to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Interesting.
10-7 is what ChatGPT says the Atlanta Falcons will be, but 3-3 in the division. The Bucs are 10-7-2 and 5-1 in the division. They win. I think that's decent.
So I have the same record. I have the same record. Like I said, I had them at 10-7. I don't know in what world the Falcons get swept by the Saints this year.
I don't think that happens.
That would
hurt my heart badly.
Swept by the Panthers? Okay. Because I think the Panthers are sneaky. Like, the Panthers, I think, are going to be a sneaky competitor in this division. If you say that, okay. The Saints? Nah.
Well, the NFC South standings, according to ChatGPT, they say the Tampa Bay Buccaneers win the NFC South again. 10-7 on the season, 5-1 in division. Falcons, they get a wild card spot, wild card number 5. So they get actually the top wild card spot in the NFC. They finish 10-7, 3-3 in the division. The Panthers and Saints, the bottom dwellers, cellar dwellers, 5-12. Both do that.
What it sounds like to me is ChatGPT isn't too high on the NFC as a total if 10-7 is getting the top wild card spot.
Yeah. It's nuts.
If 10-7 is getting you fifth.
Yeah. That's what they said. So they have the Philadelphia Eagles winning the NFC East, 13-4. Fine. San Francisco 49ers going 12-5 and winning the NFC West.
That's ambitious.
I think that's ambitious, too. I am not very high in the San Francisco 49ers this year. I think they're going to continue to kind of regress. This is just what happens when you pay a lot of superstars and then they get old. These things happen. It's natural. It's part of life. They also have the Detroit Lions winning the NFC North at 11-6, which I also think is pretty ambitious. That's a tough division, but 11-6 might be enough to do it.
It's a tough division. You lose your coordinators. You still have the pieces. I can't imagine they're going to try and do too much different from what they have been doing. So whoever gets brought in there is probably going to be running the system that they have been.
Jahmyr Gibbs and company.
Yeah. So I still think they're going to be a good team. I don't think 11 wins is crazy for them.
Not crazy, crazy. But yeah, like I said, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at 10-7, the Falcons at 10-7, the Packers and the L.A. Rams at 9-8 each. So I think it's interesting. I think that one's a little interesting.
9-8 for the Rams.
Yeah, 9-8 actually would be a decent. That's kind of in their range.
I feel like they're the team. I have them winning their division. I have the Rams winning the NFC West.
They're sneaky good.
I think they should flip the 49ers and Rams.
Yeah, I tend to agree. I think that's a fair assessment. And then you look at the Seattle Seahawks, a team that just moved on from Geno Smith, but they got a top five defense. That's going to be a tough division. And then the Cardinals
are the wild card.
They're literally the Seahawks, just the inverted team.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, yeah. I think that's just kind of the way they are.
But you don't know what you're going to get out of the Cardinals.
No, you have no idea.
That's the thing. They could be like, if Kyler Murray plays as good as he can be, that team is.
Is there a Call of Duty coming out this fall? Anybody who's not aware, whenever a new Call of Duty comes out, Kyler Murray's play slips.
drops dramatically.
It's a slippery slope all the way down to the bottom of the NFC.
It is not good. It is not good. Yikes. And then with the Seahawks, though, like, who knows? What version of Sam Darnold are you getting?
And they don't have any playmakers that scare me. You know, so the NFC West.
Yeah, you traded away DK.
Tyler Lockett. Cut.
So it's what? Jackson Smith and Jigba right now as your top option?
He's good. I like him a
lot.
He's
good, yeah. But
is he that good? I think that's the. Let's see. Cooper Kupp's there.
Yeah, that's true.
Cooper Kupp is there. So actually.
He looked old last year.
He did.
He looked old.
The regression's real. That 30-year-old wall is real. And I think when wide receivers hit it, it's very rarely can you go back. But ChatGPT takes us one step further. What do we do when we get to the postseason? So we talked about the tiers, frisky and fun. Frisky and fun is kind of where the Falcons could be. Mm-hmm, I think they could actually potentially get into that kind of category. And they do. They beat the Buccaneers in the first round, the wild card round of the playoffs. Pretty good. I'm feeling pretty darn frisky. They say that despite being on the road, the Falcons' dynamic offense, led by breakout quarterback Michael Penix, I like that, breakout quarterback, overcomes the Buccaneers' defense. Okay. I'm feeling pretty good. Don't feel so great in the divisional round. Eagles and the Falcons, that's where the magical run ends. The Eagles' experience and depth prove too much for the upstart Falcons, and they fall. Okay. ChatGPT says that we don't win the division, but we go to the divisional round.
According to you, that's not a successful season.
Yeah, but if you win that first round, I've changed my mind.
See how quickly the narrative changes.
If it's just a wild card game, I think if I take that take,
so just going
a step further
to the wild card isn't good enough.
Yes, I think if I take it a step further, if you go and you win a wild card and then you win a Super Bowl or something, not saying that's going to happen, but it's like. It's not unheard of. It's happened before. I mean, the Commanders just went to an NFC Championship game.
So,
you know, the Giants were most notably the team who goes and wins a wild card and then turns around and wins a Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. You know, not saying it doesn't happen, but you get hot at the right time. Maybe you just have a slow start or whatever, but still a successful season.
Right.
So if you win games in the postseason, that changes everything.
Yeah, I would say the playoff win is more important than winning the division.
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. Like, but my expectations, like, you go, you win a wild card, and then you figure it out from there. But yeah, they. But moving on here, but it's like the 49ers and the Lions, they have that as the other game. They have the 49ers winning. Your NFC Championship predictions, you have the Eagles beating the 49ers, and then the Eagles playing the Kansas City Chiefs, and something that I don't think a lot of people really want to happen, they have the Eagles going back-to-back.
Really?
Super Bowl champions, which, again, if you go back into my tiers, that's kind of what they do. They're the creme de la creme of the NFC. Don't tell my Eagles friend that I said that. Alex, if you're listening, no, you didn't. I did not say that about the Eagles. I can't say nice things about the Eagles, and like I get
how would you
cringy.
Would you be excited for another Chiefs Eagles rematch?
No. It's football. They're probably going to be two of the best teams in the NFL next year. It's a good football game. It wasn't last year, but they're two really good teams and they're well coached teams.
I would like to see that Chiefs team go at them again with a better offensive line. Like every,
I think it's fair.
It's funny. Like Mahomes either wins in spectacular fashion in the Super Bowl, or he gets blown out, and like every time he loses, it's because his offensive line is just terrible.
Yeah. Or he doesn't have pass catchers or something. But he's been able to overcome a lot of things because, look, he's the best quarterback in the NFL, and he's that for a reason. And it's not just stats. It goes far, far, far and above stats. But they have them winning another AFC Championship game. I just don't want to see the Chiefs in the Super Bowl again, you know, because there's a certain level of fatigue that just sort of exists. But no, that's ChatGPT's opinion of the Atlanta Falcons. It's pretty good. And look, ultimately, 10-7, number 5 spot in the NFC, winning a playoff game. They said breakout Michael Penix performance. I'll take that. What say you? 404-726-0929. 10-7. I think that's pretty good. When we get back, I got Brooks Austin joining me on the wait4.com hotline. We're going to talk a little dogs, little college football, because two guys made very important decisions. And they gave an interesting rationale as to why. Plus, Brooks is on this incredible road trip across Georgia. We got to talk a little high school football as well. We'll do all of that when we get back. You're coming off the bench with me 1 hour down right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.